Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
You know, the Lord tells us we must be born again to see, just to see the kingdom of God. You have to become a new creation just to see it. Not enter in. You must be born of water and the Spirit to enter in. I know there's some discrepancies on what water means. I believe it means born of the flesh, because that's what the Lord says. This gift is only given to humans, gang. And we are living in a time, I believe, we are not even going to know what a human is. People are going to look like humans. We're going to see them walking on two legs, but we aren't going to know anything. It's like the days of Noah, with the mixing of the DNA, with the mixing of the GMOs. The seed, the way things were from the beginning, has been corrupted. So the days of Noah are here. And you must be born of the Spirit. That means your motives. That means what's in your heart. That means your inner core when nobody is watching. Who do you believe? You believe you're just a piece of clay passing through, and in 150 years, no one will ever even know you existed, or any of your family members that are alive right now, or any of the lands you own, or any of the cars you own, or anything. All your education, your checkbook, 150 years from now, if there is a planet, it is going to absolutely be of zero value to your soul. The minute you die, you will be judged. It's appointed once for a man to die, then the judgment. You're going to have a seat. And what the Holy Spirit does is the Holy Spirit separates us. You cannot live in this world and not be tormented, gang. How can you live in this world, call yourself a Christian, and say everything is just fine? You must be kidding me. It's becoming evident. The manifestations of the flesh are evident. The sin is evident. The depravity is evident. The sexual perversion is evident. The greed, the lust, the ungratefulness is evident. You don't have to be a spiritual rocket scientist to know that things have gone off array. And the thing is, there is a form of godliness. There is a religion that looks religious, but it isn't, because it's not in men's hearts. So you could sing all the nice songs. You could go to your temples made of brick and stone. You could get motivated by the beautiful frequencies of the music. You could love your little coffee bars. You could love your little preachings that tickle your ears. You can love all that. But that's a form of godliness. Do you know the Lord says he chastens those he loves? He scourges those he loves? It's called correction. God loves correction. God is the stake. We're the tomato plant. Without the stake to guide the tomato plant, it's going to just fall to the ground and the tomatoes are going to rot. God's word gives us the direction as to where to go. I want to read a couple verses out of a book. It's called Ezra, Old Testament. Myself, I don't go here much, but every now and then I seek different places to read, and I just ask the Lord to show me. Chapter 9 of Ezra. Now, when these things were done, the princes came to me saying, the people of Israel and the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the people of the lands. Everybody in charge, the political people, the chosen people of God, the religious people, had not separated themselves from the people of the land. Gang, you better be separated. You cannot just compromise. You cannot give and bend and all this. Jesus Christ isn't about that. It's a narrow way. It's a straight gate. Some things are absolutely unacceptable. Sin is unacceptable. I'll read it again. The people of Israel, the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the people of the lands. But they are doing according to their abominations, even of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Ammonites, the Moabites, the Egyptians, and the Amorites. They went the way of the world. They went the way of the comforts. They gave their children over to other idols. They went to sexual perversion, whatever it might be. They went that way. But yet they still had a form of godliness because they said, we're still Israel and we still have our Levitical priests and we still have everything to do with our culture. But it was a joke. It was a joke because they went the wrong way. Let me give you some encouragement, Christian. If you're feeling miserable because of what we're going through right now, that's good. That is good. This sexual deviancy that's taking place. You know, in Ohio, they just dumped 20,000 foreigners into a city. Who does that? Who does that? Who loves their fellow man and does that to a community of people that don't even speak English? This is warfare. This is destruction. This is ultimately... Now, here's the thing. I don't know if this is just the evil one coming at us, or I don't truly know if this is just judgment. Because I know judgment at times looks evil. Because judgment isn't things we like. But judgment is truth. And I see the United States being totally destroyed. And my questions are, is this just evil upon us, or is this just God's judgment? Ponder that. Ponder that. I'll be honest with you, I'm swaying towards judgment because there is a consequence for sin. You can't escape it, and eventually it's death. And that's death of a person, death of a marriage, death of a nation, death of a community, death of a family. Regardless, if sin is accepted, there is going to be death. That's it. It's called a consequence. And this is what happens. This is what happened to Israel because it would not separate itself from the evil nations that surrounded it. For they have taken their daughters for themselves. First thing they married into the foreigners' religion. They married. They took the daughters. Maybe they were good-looking women. They fell for the bait. They destroyed their culture. They destroyed their society. They destroyed their seed. God said, do not breed with these people. Stay away. They're idol worshipers. They hate me. Stay away. But no, they took their daughters and their sons. And they took their sons. They swapped their daughters. They gave their daughters over to the Canaanite nation's sons. Are you giving your son or daughter over to this world? I hope not. Are you still all bent on, college education? I hope not. I hope not. The knowledge that they're teaching people now isn't 2 + 2 = 4. No, it isn't normal. We're depraved in every aspect. Throw everything out, gang. We've fallen off the apple cart. For they have taken their daughters for themselves and for their sons, so that the holy seed has mingled themselves with the people of these lands. The holy seed, here it was literally in their loins, the people of Israel, in their loins, they held the promises that were given Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And they were taking the seed in their loins and giving it to an evil nation. Now what is the seed? In the new covenant, the seed is God's word that's in you. And when you take God's word and you try to mingle it with itchy ears, you try to mingle it with things of the world, you try to combine things, you're mingling it. And it says, yes, the hands of the princes and the rulers and the chief priests, this has been a trespass. You know, to get God's word in our hearts, to be reborn, Jesus said that the Holy Spirit had to be let loose. But the price to let that Holy Spirit loose was the Lamb sent from the Father in the Word, in flesh, Jesus Christ, had to be sacrificed and his blood had to be shed for us. The precious blood had to be shed for us. Therefore, it's not any work of ours. However, because that price was paid, the price that you and I could have never paid, now we have the ability, through the Holy Spirit living in us, to overcome sin and pick up our own cross and deny ourselves and follow him. That's what it's all about. We are in a war, gang, and it's a war for our soul. That's the war. It's a war for our soul. Everything else is going to pass, but your soul will not pass. It's going to spend eternity one place or another. Paul tells us in Corinthians, there's different kinds of skin. You know, there's skin for an animal, there's skin for a fish, and there's skin that a human has. But we're going to shed this skin, and we're going to take on an eternal body. It might simply be the type of body that Jesus had. When he came back, he could still eat, but he walked through walls. I don't completely understand it. I just know everything's going to be brand new. But I do know we are going to be eternal. There's no escaping it. And you are going to be before God. You cannot hide. You cannot hide. You and I are naked before God. And it's only the blinding of our minds by the Satan that has us away from that fact. You cannot get away with anything, people. You cannot get away with anything. If you're committing adultery, if you're out there getting drunk in the closet, if you're doing homosexual stuff, if you're doing all this, turn from your wicked ways. Those wicked ways are a manifestation of what's taking place in your heart. Fall on your knees, repent. Yes, yes, it might be bondage. Yes, it might be an addiction, but that's what bondage is. But keep screaming out to the Lord. Look for the way of escape that is through Christ. Break the binds that bind. Jesus can do it. It might not be easy. No. But then follow his lead. Guard your eyes. Guard your ears. Guard your thoughts. This is warfare. Warfare has all kinds of different techniques. If you know a weakness, you ask the Lord, how do I fight this weakness? I don't want to do this, Jesus. And he'll give you the answer. He can set you free in a second, or he might have to drag you through a blood, you know, a bloodbath, carrying a nasty cross like he did. I'm not God. He works with each of us individually. Individually. We're individual souls. And he's your individual Savior. But just as these Israelites had mingled their seed with the Canaanite nations, don't be mingling with sin. Protect your soul. It's the most important thing you have. And during these dark times, pleasures, sensuality, drugs, pharmaceuticals, everything is going to try to destroy your discernment. Fight it in the name of Jesus. And God bless you. And amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.